It's a very unfortunate and horrible occurrence. We are thankful that no life was lost. We look forward to the investigation. I think we may also need the government to ask for international assistance to do more forensic investigation on this matter.
Why the international assistance? What about Liberian authorities investigating?
Well, I think there's limited capacity here to be able to accommodate the kind of stuff that needs to be done. I don't think additional assistance from outside will hurt. I think it will only help the process so that we do not leave it to wanton speculation as to what has happened.
From your perspective, Mr. Speaker, who do you think might be behind it?
Well, I can't have perspective on this. We have to be objective and look to the evidence. The fire occurred at a very old part of the building that was due for renovation. The renovation had been stalled because some group of lawmakers were using that at the time the contractor wanted to begin the renovation. Additionally, there is a contractor assessment report that talked about the various risks of that side of the building. So I can't rule that out, and I can't rule anything in. I'm not a fire investigator, and I'm not prepared at this point to speculate on what happened.
I'm reading an article in the Front Page Africa where a member of the House of Representatives is blaming the Capitol building fire on the ongoing dispute in the House of Representatives over the speakership.
Look, the House of Representatives is known for incendiary rhetoric. I think that was a comment made in July. I'm pretty sure the women lawmaker is not related to this, since it's part of a police investigation and he is a target. I don't want to comment much on that aspect of it.
Mr. Speaker, where are we in this dispute over the speakership? Because this dispute has been going on for over a month now about the speakership. The Supreme Court had ruled, and still there's confusion. Where are we?
We are seeking clarification from the Supreme Court. It's clear the other side, based on an erroneous interpretation by the Attorney General, feels otherwise. And so I think it is only fair for us to go back to the Supreme Court, which we have done on a bill of information, to clarify the conduct, action, and sitting of the other side.
I thought, Mr. Speaker, that my understanding of the Supreme Court ruling was that both sides in the House of Representatives should settle their own dispute.
No, that was not the ruling. The Supreme Court said that in order to have a valid sitting of the House of Representatives, you need a quorum under Article 33 of the Constitution, and you need a speaker under Article 49 of the Constitution. And any sitting or action outside of that constitutional requirement of 33 and 49 is ultra vires or is unlawful outside the scope of their authority.
Mr. Speaker, before I let you go back to the fires, how would you describe the extent of the damage to the building?
The old side of the building, which the fire occurred in, I think it was totally, you know, that side had been, was constructed, I believe, in 1952. There has been no renovation since then. We attempted this year to do a modernization program. It was stalled in October when the contractor tried to get in there and shut that side of the building down to do the renovations. One group of lawmakers were using it, and we did not think we should use force or violence to prevent that. And based on that, this work has continued. What happened there, only arson investigators, fire investigators will be able to tell us. I do not want to speculate.